really huge guest. I'm just going to let you know that. Huge announcement Tuesday on the show. We're also getting Ron Paul on next week to talk about more evidence of these provocateurs, the feds and local police posing as anarchists to come out and demonize in the Federal Reserve rallies. The private banks that control this country are really getting desperate. Polls show in Gallup 75% and growing want the Fed audited or abolished. So look for the feds to do a self-inflicted wound. That's why if you see a federal building or a Federal Reserve, which isn't federal, bombed or something, start videotaping immediately. Get those feds on tape. We can bring them down with this. Follow these provocateurs. Go to In the Fed events. We got a lot of private investigators volunteering now. Go stake it out. Videotape the troublemakers. Follow them back to the police station. Follow them back to their handlers. Burn them good. We're burning them everywhere. We're going to continue to burn them. We're going to continue to expose their terrorist activities, their false flag events. That is a staged terror attack. When the police attack other police and blame it on the good protesters as a way to shut down free speech in America. The beta test was Seattle 99. They do it over and over again worldwide. We blew their cover then. We're going to blow their cover now. You are the front line against the terrorist. You are the front line to expose the Army and Pentagon's black ops against this nation. We have people in the FBI. We have people in every other agency in the military. 70%+ of the donations for president went to Ron Paul from the military. We know you're good. These compartments that are carrying out the terror, they're going to do it under the guise of a federal drill. They always do. In case you catch them, they're going to say it's part of the drill. Play along. They'll kill you if they think you're about to expose their terror attack. So get the information. Get out. Get it out on YouTube. Get it out on Google before they can kill you. If you don't do that, you're dead. This is how we defeat the New World Order. This is how we bring their crimes to justice. We will not be stopped. These techniques of liberty and truth will defeat them. Back to the FBI, federalizing local police, turning them into secret police, teaching them that the American people are terrorists, that Ron Paul's a terrorist, that the Founding Fathers are terrorists. That's what the training manuals they give them with this video say. Here it is.
This officer has just stopped this driver for driving 55 in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. He ran the car's plate before approaching, then got the driver's license and car registration. Juliet, when he ran him through NCIC, the driver's name gave a Category 3 hit from TSC saying he might be connected to terrorism. So how does our officer handle the news? The way you should. Watch.
Capital of the Stafford County Sheriff's Office. Is this a terrorist screening center?
Hit pause.
Yeah, I just made a traffic
That little stuff. Psychological thing they do is to make it look like it's interactive. You notice CNN and Fox are going to this computer internet look now as if you're interactive because their studies and focus groups have shown that your psychological algorithm likes surfing the web more. They realize it's all going to that, so they want to put you in a passive web psychology, so by turning up the volume, it makes you feel like you're in control. Okay, because the experience psychologically of being in control is better with the internet, so they're trying to mimic that. And also make it look like at a primitive level, like this guy's a witch doctor. Your subconscious mind sees it that way, that he knows how to do something real cool, like turn the audio up. Again, all psychological warfare by these psychops engineers. Once you understand their operation, you can totally defeat them. We'll go out to break with more of the video. Here it is.
The driver's name gave a Category 3 hit through NCIC. I was advised to call you.
And that's the name of that song. Call TSC. The screeners there can help you know for sure if the guy you stopped is really the guy on the list. And even if he's an exact match, he may not be a terrorist. Some of the people we're interested in are associates or supporters, under investigation because they're affiliated with terrorism.
Good pause.
Since this is a category...
Did you hear that? That is the absolute key to all of this. When you look at all these federal reports about environmental activists, anti-war activists, the Army spying domestically, illegally, on mainline, anti-war, pro-life, pro-choice groups. Everybody gets spied on by this corrupt system. And they're saying you're all affiliated with terrorists. Gun owners, veterans, everybody's a terrorist. We'll be right back.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, folks. We're now going to go back to the video. And here is the key. I know Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson, everybody's going to write articles on this. And I really think the headline should be, you know, restricted FBI training video shows police being indoctrinated that general public are terrorists. Because, or some similar headline, because they're saying here, oh, go ahead and pull people over, ask them questions, why are there millions of people on the list? Well, they might know a terrorist or be supporters of terrorists. And what have they said? They said, if you are anti-war, remember the deputy attorney general, back in 2003, I'll never forget this, his last name was Calhoun, was in the Oakland Tribune, and this was quotes from a press conference, and he said, all protesting is banned in California against the war, because the war, and he was a Democrat, that was the mind control Bush had at that time, he said, because the war is against Al-Qaeda, and so protesting the war is aiding Al-Qaeda. And that's why when it came out that people protesting Halliburton in Houston had Army intelligence and groups assigned to the NSA and CIA spying on them. And these were groups that went out front Halliburton and handed out cookies to workers. So groups with no criminal records. In fact, it came out in New York that the CIA was advising the FBI on Critical Mass, the bike riding group. Because, see, the CIA does revolutions all over the world in countries it wants to overthrow. So it recognizes, my God, there's people saying bikes have rights, and they're getting together, and it's spreading. Set them up. Beat them up. So the FBI, advised by the CIA, all over the East Coast, you've seen the videos online, would just come up and tackle and order the police to beat up women and teenagers and people and just arrest them for riding their bikes. In fact, People won't believe us. Just Google critical mass beat up. Shows cops just T-boning, tackling people, slamming heads in concrete, blood all over the place. All CIA run because they were scared. They're like, my God, people are getting together and riding bikes. Beat the hell out of them right now. Because, again, they engineer fake revolutions, and they know a real one when they see it. So how are they going to demonize that? They're going to stage terror attacks. They're going to say militias did it. They're going to create fake militia groups. They're going to provocateur and go find unstable people to carry out terror or carry out shootings. They are going to radicalize, and we're going to go over that evidence coming up. But let's go back to the video where he's saying people are on the terror watch list because they're supporters of terrorists. And they're now saying if you are anti-war in any way, you're not going to fly, you're not going to own a gun, no fly, no buy, that's the new bill. The Attorney General says he doesn't care if it doesn't pass. Eric Holder is just going to say you can't own guns. And suddenly people I talk to, veterans, people with no criminal record, retired cops can't get guns. And they go, sorry, can't tell you why you're on the list. No judge, no jury, total tyranny overnight. Here's the video.
So how does our officer handle the news? The way you should. Watch.
Capital of the Stafford County Sheriff's Office. Is this a terrorist screening center? Yeah, I just made a traffic stop and the driver's name gave a Category 3 hit through NCIC. I was advised to call you.
And that's the name of that song. Call TSC. The screeners there can help you know for sure if the guy you stopped is really the guy on the list. And even if he's an exact match, he may not be a terrorist. Some of the people we're interested in are associates or supporters, under investigation because they're affiliated with terrorism. Since this is a Category 3 hit, the officer should collect information on both these people, but not let them know that law enforcement is interested in them for terrorism.
So where are you coming from?
Our home.
Is that your wife?
Girlfriends.
Ma'am, could I see some ID, please? Thank you.
Next step, run the passenger's name.
Go ahead, 217.
Name check on Kovac, Kilo Oscar Victor, Alpha Charlie Kilo, Karen, common spelling, DOB 1983-0409.
With Category 3 or 4 hits, you won't make any arrests that you wouldn't have otherwise.
217, no wants, no warrants.
217-10-4.
Since the results for the passenger were negative, the officer finishes his normal business for the traffic stop.
Your signature is not an admission of guilt. It just certifies that your mailing address is correct. All the other instructions are on the form.
Of course, he's going to keep his eyes open for anything interesting or unusual in the car. That would include cameras, binoculars, video equipment, GPS, maybe things like sleeping bags that suggest...
All right, let's stop right there. Remember all the articles where it said a road almanac's a sign of terror? The Texas report put out by the feds write it, the state puts it out, said wearing blue jeans, having a cell phone. In New York, it was a woman with a baby in a baby carriage. A man is a priest. The message is everyone's a terrorist. All this done in the name of fighting 19 guys directed from a cave in Afghanistan. Now they admit, no, NORTHCOM and Homeland Security is for the American people. Their own reports. See, overnight, it's you. You're the terrorist. And they're saying sleeping bags, binoculars, anybody on a road trip. And see, then they say that's now a probable cause to search your car. I mean, this is all just training you to be a slave and then teaching these cops that these are all excuses to go after you. And then, of course, in the video, then later, you know, the people that have suspicious stuff are guilty. So it also creates the false perception that people are guilty. Let's continue with the brainwashing.
With the stop concluded and the suspects on their way, the officer will talk to the terrorist screening center once again. This time, he'll give them all the info we gathered on the car and the two people. And TSC may connect them with CT Watch as well. And with that, he's done. Now let's take a look at another call where you might meet someone on the list. The suspicious person call. See way down there? There's a woman taking photos of the dam. Someone called 911 and reported a suspicious person. Our officer took the call and is just arriving on the scene.
Two seventeen. I'm at the Smith Lake Dam. I have a white female in her 20s taking photos near the spillway.
10-4, 217.
All of you know how to interview someone. So let's fast forward. We'll pick it up after he's heard her story and gotten her ID.
Lima Alpha November, Alpha Tango Alpha. First name Maria. Middle initial A. DOB 1977-0713.
As you guessed, she's going to be a Category 3 hit. And since it's very important that we don't let her know that we know, both the dispatcher and the officer need to make sure she doesn't hear the radio traffic.
217, is your radio secure?
Stand by. I could ask you to wait right here, please.
What our young lady won't be able to hear is the dispatcher telling the officer that she may be associated with terrorism and that he should get information to make a positive match. Dispatch is also giving him the number to call for the terrorist screening center.
Where'd you say you were taking those photo classes?
At Stafford Community College.
Did you get anybody's permission to shoot here?
I didn't think I'd need anyone's permission just to take a couple of photographs.
Please wait right here and don't take any more photographs.
All right, hit pause for a minute.
So now the officer.
I mean, notice how he keeps his eye on her and backs away like she's a 800-foot cobra dripping acid out of its fangs. So all of this goes on, and that's why anywhere you are in the country, cops come over while you're taking pictures of your kids and say don't take photos. It's about henpecking us, letting us know we're slaves, while they put cameras on us, surveil everything we're doing, micromanage our lives. Again, this is about turning the military-industrial complex loose on us, teaching the police and military we are the enemy. Because their business is war. Their business is control. No more free market, no more car manufacturing, no more semiconductor manufacturing. The tuition that's being paid for, the grants people are getting, the scholarships, it's all about spying and data mining. And you know, when you rent a car, buy food, everything's being looked at, everything's being tracked. It's disgusting. It's a giant panopticon prison grid. Back to the federal brainwashing video. Because, of course, it turns out she's a terrorist.
Call TSC on his cell phone and talk to one of the screeners there who will determine if this woman is really the one we're interested in or just someone else with the same name.
Hit pause there. See, the feds know that a lot of people are listening with scanners, though with federal grants they're going to radio systems that scanners can't pick up, that are scrambled. Descramblers. So notice they tell the slave, the minion, who's slitting his own family's throat, going with the foreign bankers, they tell the cops, be sure to use a cell phone when you call it into the feds. You know, don't use any of the other lines. Don't use the radio. Don't relay it through the dispatcher. Use your cell. Don't talk to your locals. Get a relationship with the feds going. You don't talk to dispatch anymore. You work for the feds. If you're a good officer, we'll teach you how to ship heroin and cocaine in. Let's continue with the video.
In the case of this young lady, she really is the person on the watch list. And TSC has asked him to get more info on her without letting her know that we're interested. Let's see how he handles it.
Ma'am, this is government property, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Why? I'm not hurting anything.
The park manager doesn't want anyone down here, and I need you to leave with me.
Well, sure, officer. I didn't think this would be such a big deal, just taking some photos.
It's a liability thing. The bureaucrats are afraid that you'll stub your toe on the property. And
all right. Look, we got 40 minutes left. I want to take a few phone calls. I also want to go through some of the history of provocateurs and government staging terror and what's happening with the militia movement right now, how the establishment is desperate to provocateurs some violent action. That's all coming up after this quick break. In the final 40 minutes, InfoWars.com is the website.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA Director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 951.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 978.28, 489.14 for a half ounce, or 244.57 for a quarter ounce. That's 978.28, 489.14, or 244.57.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to take a few calls right now, and then I'm going to get back into the history of government provocateuring. How the government doesn't just provocateur, they create and they command the white supremacists, the black supremacists, the Mecha, the La Raza, which means for our race, everything, those outside the race, nothing. The race. To get everybody fighting with each other while the big offshore banks basically rule over us and play us off against each other. But we had a police officer send us some info. He gives us his name, but I don't want to give it on air. I may get him to pop in a minute. I'm a lieutenant in a large sheriff's office in Florida. I had to show that video to all my roll calls approximately 2 months ago. Good job of bringing it out, Mark. And we'll see if we can get Mark on a line without using his full name just to pop in. We do have some other police officers calling in and former police officers. But let's talk to Steve in New York quickly, saying an officer gave him endgame my film about the world population reduction plan from their own words. So, again, the police were getting reports confirmed of them handing out my films everywhere. So we don't want to be enemies with the police. They're starting to wake up to what's happening. And the Hitlers that run this country are in a lot of trouble. Kirk in London, we'll get to you after we talk to Stephen Hollis. Okay, Steve in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, sir. I met an ESU officer in New York. It's an emergency service unit. He's the epitome of a jackbooted thug, as we would say. And I met him, and I was going to give him a copy of the bomb deception. He's a friend of my father-in-law. And I'm talking to him, and he had copies of Endgame and all your movies in his pocket. And all his team, this is the most elite unit in New York City police, and he's high up there, and they all are on board, which I was, like, very ecstatic about.
Honestly. So you're saying one of the most elite teams in New York City. And
ESU,
folks,
emergency services unit. You can look it up. ESU.
Well, when I would, just to back this up, when I would go to 9/11 events 5-6 years ago, we'd have cops trying to trip us, firemen yelling at us, maybe half of them. The other half saying, good job, good job. Now, when I go to 9/11 events in the last 2 years, the cops are buying us food. They're slapping us on the back. Commanders are going, like you, Alex Jones. We've even got a few clips of this, and then they'll go, I don't want to be on camera. I mean, with the cops basically almost carrying us on their shoulders in New York because we show them all the footage of the police saying, get back, the government's going to blow up Building 7. And that's their own officers. We interview the cops that say they blew up the towers. So the other cops found out about this, and then instantly they're all waking up. So you're saying he was totally on board with the New World Order, and now he has all the films.
These are the guys in the black uniforms. That's what I'm saying. These are the guys in the black uniforms.
The Hercules teams.
Yes.
What were they saying?
They were saying, I'm talking to one individual. That's all I'm saying.
But I mean, you were saying that he was saying the whole unit.
He's a high-ranking officer in that unit. That's all I'm saying. But he was, his team is on board, and I was trying to give him. I tried to approach him very softly because I didn't know how he came out. So give him like popping the bomb reception. He's got Endgame. He's got Road to Tyranny in his pocket. He's giving it to me.
And he said, "Hey, buddy, I don't need that video. I got Alex Jones videos right here."
Give me Endgame like I already saw Endgame. You know, I try to soften them up a little bit, you know, when I meet somebody. But
it's unbelievable. We're making history thanks to people like you out there. Anything else, Steve?
That's about it, Alex.
Good to hear from you. Hollis is a former SWAT team member from Indiana. We're just taking random calls here, and we've got the folks calling in about this. Hollis, what's your point today, sir?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say I've been listening to you for years, since 2001. Actually found out about you through David Icke, and I was a former SWAT team member here in Indiana, and you guys woke me up. You woke me up to I became conscious, and I was one of those guys that, like I heard an actress say in a movie, I would have jumped a speeding motorcycle over a train for any kind of, you know, that kind of stuff. And I woke up. I found out that there is a cabal in this country that has taken over our country, and I have turned several officers on to your information, and they weren't aware of what's going on in this country, and it's unbelievable. The country I grew up in that's supposed to look out for people's rights, and we're doing the exact opposite.
We're no longer
land of the free, you know.
Absolutely. Well, people hoped that Obama would fix that. Now they're finding out people hope Bush would fix what Clinton did, and they hoped Obama would fix what Bush is doing. They're just front men and puppets. And what did you think of the last guy calling in about that unit of police waking up?
Yes, it's a few officers I've spoken to. And they, like I said, they're waking up, and recently with this the flu vaccine thing.
Stay there. I want to hear about that. I want to hear about that when we get back. We are really fighting the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Gentlemen, we are back live, continuing with your phone calls. Hollis in Indiana, former SWAT team member, says we woke him up in 2001. You were trying to make a point about the police really waking up now that you know because of the flu shot, the talk of quarantine, the talk of locking down cities. Now, we're not saying that's going to happen. The feds are saying under level six, under UN directorate, they may do it. And they're kind of doing a trial balloon right now. I don't think it's going to be successful. Just like they tried the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act in 2002, 2003, tried to force smallpox shots on 14 million first responders, doctors, nurses, firemen, police, city workers, county workers, federal workers. And the LA Times reported 99%+ said no. Only 4,000 said yes to the smallpox shot, and it caused some autoimmune response in people's heart valves, and a bunch of people died of heart attacks. So they stopped it. Remember when Tommy Thompson, head of Health and Human Services, wouldn't take the shot himself and the whole program fell apart? So they're going to try again and try the next time. And there are some fools, sucker born every minute, as P.T. Barnum said, lined up getting the old last year's flu shot. Give you no protection from this year's normal flu or the supposed dreaded swine flu. But they don't care. They're lying. Just like they admit Gardasil doesn't protect little girls from the human papillomavirus. It says it on the insert. They still take it. In fact, people, search engine, go to startpage.com, that's a good search engine, or google.com, and just type in Gardasil deaths. Let's do that for people right now on screen, and you can just read all about all the deaths. But people don't care. And it's so sad because they just buy into the nanny government wants to take care of them. No, the White House science czar says they want to use vaccines to sterilize you and put sterilants in the water to sterilize you and have a planetary government to carry out the orderly extermination of 80% of the world's population. Eco-science. Go read it for yourself. People say, oh, well, he wrote this decades ago. Oh, really? We have him saying this stuff in 96. It's all coming up in the new film. Death toll linked to Gardasil vaccines rises. Companies include shock, foaming at the mouth, convulsions, and coma. That's WorldNet Daily, but you can click to Judicial Watch has it. It was also CBS News right there for you. But see, when I was reading the trials 3 years ago and the large percentage of deaths and coma, and it's like Ebola. Blood starts pouring out of every orifice, the corners of the eyes, the ears, the mouth. I mean, it's just, we've shown video of it. We've had mothers on whose daughters are now in wheelchairs. I mean, and they give them one shot and they have a convulsion. Second shot a month later, bloody whelps. And they go, give them the third. We promise it's not the shot. Give them the shot, dead. And they go, hey, Gardasil's got a federal liability protection. Your daughter's dead and there's nothing they're going to do about it. Ha, 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 ha. It's all real funny when you're a eugenicist. And again, that's all covered in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Nerve gassing our own troops, sterilizing children, sterilizing women, marching troops into chambers and nerve gassing them, radiating foster children to death. It's all in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, free on YouTube and Google, or if you want the DVD, get it at InfoWars.com. That's how you support us. And I do want to point out you can pre-order Camp FEMA, proving all the FEMA camps, all the programs, congressmen, FEMA camp survivors, civilian inmate labor camp program, where the camps are, how they're operating, how they're being set up, how they're going to roll them out as emergency relocation community centers, the mobile vans, the youth corps. That film I consulted on, and then I'm in, and pre-order it right now at InfoWars.com. But going back to Hollis. Hollis in Indiana, you were going to finish what you were saying about the flu shot before I went into a five-minute rant.
Yes. It's just that I advise several other officers not to take that shot because I told them it will kill you or seriously injure you. And a lot of them weren't aware of it. You know, they weren't aware of the squalene and the mercury and the thimerosal and everything else in those shots. And also I was one of the ones that wouldn't allow my child to get the HPV shot, the cervical cancer shot. You know, I went through the medical exemption thing. And I remember the nurse looking at me like I wasn't supposed to know that, you know. But it was through shows like yours that let me know that that's what's going on, you know.
Well, that's when you know it's tyranny, is when you see on the news every year when school starts, you must take all the shots. Now it's 60-something, just 20-something a decade ago, and it's the law, and there's no exemption. And a lot of schools get, well, all of them get the bonus money if they get like 97%, depends on the formula, vaccinated. And so the nurses and people are told, you lose your job if you don't do this. So they'll lie and say there is no exemption for them. You'll go, well, you have to give it to me. It's law. No, there isn't. There isn't one. Then you got to go to the health department and get it. But you know you're in tyranny when they've turned the nurse and the principal into Nazi thugs and they're lying, going, you must take the shot. No, there's no exemption. And they've got it right there behind them. And they're going, I get that bonus if I lie. I want to take that trip to Cancun. No, you got to take the shot. And your daughter dies or has convulsions and is brain damaged. And they just laugh at you. And if you go get in their face at school, they pick the phone up and go, get a SWAT team in here immediately.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you have to you got to laugh at it to keep from crying because it's absolutely ridiculous. I said years ago to my wife that when the stuff hits the fan, there's going to be a mass run for the exits and we're not going to be able to leave. And sure enough, they're coming out with all these things like the they're putting us all kind of watch lists and everything else. And like I said, I'm a police officer. And I believe in, even though I'm a police officer, I believe in people's civil rights, you know. And
well, that's your rights. That's your children's rights.
My children, my grandchildren, they're going to be the next generations that's going to be coming up, and I don't want them to be living in a Blade Runner kind of world.
It's going to be worse than that. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, yes, it's going to be worse. I, it's like I said, I have a. I see things that a lot of people don't see, and sometimes it's so maddening to me. I have to sometimes step back away from it and just to cool off from it. You know, it's a and I have a officer, a friend, also he's a pastor. And he actually said he actually had to step away from the church. He said either I was crazy or I knew what I was talking about. So I told him, I said, look, just go investigate it yourself. Don't take my word for it. Check into it yourself.
And what happened to him?
He stepped away from the church, and he said he found out what I was saying was all true. And he stepped back, and he went back to his church, and he started telling everybody in his church what's going on. You know.
God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you. Keep calling. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that's happening here. Remember 3 years ago when we broke on this network? Pastor Butch Paul actually is the one that broke it. And then I separately had another pastor send me the info, and I had them both on, and that's when it got big. Hundreds of pages of secret FEMA documents about how they'd already covertly trained 13,000 pastors of major churches to tell their flocks, go to FEMA camps, take shots, turn in your guns, go along with socialism, or you're not Christian. And we broke this, and people thought the documents were fake. And then the feds went and checked phone records and tracked, and we were already under surveillance, and tracked back the preacher and went and threatened him. And then a year and a half later, it came out on the news that clergy response teams, just Google the term clergy response teams, And you can watch saying, oh, yes, the preacher's Romans 13, do what government says, it's of God, submit, which is what Hitler's favorite quote, Romans 13. He used that on the Germans. That was the main reason they did it. They said, it's of Jesus to do what I say. And they went, Heil Hitler, and literally went off the edge of the cliff with him. And so that happened. And there, and then now the last documents we got were in 2008. They had doubled the clergy response to 26,000. In Fregard, the last numbers we got were 2008, was 55,000 executives are now armed national security spies with 007 license to kill their employees during martial law. And that's mainstream news. I mean, they just got spies all over the place. And now we suddenly see preachers on TV going, take the shot. Turn in your guns. It's of the Lord. Don't criticize government. Jesus says support what the government says. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. I mean, this country is being taken over by scientific corporate offshore banks. And they mean business. Briefly, because I want to get into these documents, but Mark, I don't want you to say your full name or where you're calling from. But you're saying that you, as a current police officer, as a lieutenant, that you're forced to show your roll call or the police officers at the start of the shift the video that you just heard us air.
Hi, Alex. Yes, they provide a DVD, and we were to show it to each of the roll calls, which we did, and there's a sign-up sheet that each officer has to sign that says that he watched the video.
Did the officers buy it? I mean, do they now think that every young lady is a murdering terrorist?
You know, there wasn't a whole lot of discussion over it. I think they just watched it and they went on. There wasn't any discussion with me, and they may have discussed it themselves, but I don't know.
But I mean, do they believe that they're just terrorists under every table?
No, I don't think so.
But, I mean, you heard my analysis of it then if you sent us an email during the transmission of this video and audio. I mean, did you see the same manipulation in the video I saw?
Yes, I did, but that's because I've woken up to the whole thing. And there's a lot of deputies that have, not as many as I'd like. But, yeah, I saw. As a matter of fact, I wanted to run my own name through there because of my Internet activity and stuff. I figured they even had me on there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're right. And if we give into this chilling effect, it's over. People ask me why I'm not worried about it. Look, my children have no future, and I love other people's kids as much as I love mine. I love their innocence. I love the sparkle in their eyes. I love how good they are. And over my dead body, am I going to let a bunch of offshore banks study all the scientific tyrannies of the last 100 years and then perfect it? They call it the final revolution. They call it the ultimate tyranny. And they think it's cute and funny. It's not cute and funny to me. And I know that they've played police and the people off against each other at a primitive level. I've bought into that. But you notice, if you've been listening, I've kind of woken up to that, that really the police, I'm beginning to realize, are our greatest ally, because they're really getting it, because they're on the inside of this and know I'm telling the truth. If the police will just look at what I'm saying, they're going to have my same level of desperation to warn people, because this is real tyranny. This isn't boss hog corruption. If this was just boss hog corruption, I would fight it, but I'd work 8 hours a day and it wouldn't be that big of a deal. This isn't boss hog corruption. This is what Hitler came out of, but worse. Hitler thanked American eugenicists in Mein Kampf. He thanked them in his speeches. He thanked the people that the White House science czar quotes as his idols. So we're in a crisis, and everybody's under effect of this. They are chemtrailing us. They are poisoning the water. It is on record, and this is the big kahuna. Do people have the will to face the truth? I don't know. All I know is it's real. As for me, I'm standing up to it. Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
Law enforcement is just like the everyday guy. They realize something's wrong. A lot of them can't put their finger on it. They don't know. But as more and more comes to light, I think they're seeing it. I agree with you. They're and law enforcement is closer to it than anybody else. And so they're going to see it, I think, a little bit quicker. But I do have a question for you that that's been bugging me, and I've actually wanted to bounce off of you, if you got a minute.
Sure, go ahead.
At our agency, our sheriff has hired two federal law enforcement officers who he has given positions at the office to above me. They're majors and colonels. And I was just wondering if that was a trend among other agencies,
yeah,
that the local sheriffs are hiring federal law enforcement officers for high positions in local,
Yes, that's a Pentagon national security classified directive, and they've been doing it for at least 15 years. They had first they did it to secure drug corridors for heroin and cocaine coming into the United States without other cops, other lower level officers busting them. The problem is the local police kept busting CIA routes, tractor trailers full of cocaine. The FBI would come into Texas in one case and, take the 3 tons and disappear with it. So the excuse was they started with corrupt police. Then they came in, and you can look all this up, then they came in and federalized with federal grants and Homeland Security money, and they would also use local political slush funds to run former FBI, former DEA, former Special Forces, former Defense Intelligence, former Army Security Agency, former Navy Security Agency, former Naval Intelligence. And if you look, more than half of your sheriffs and people, and even mayors now, are spooks. They're operatives. And this has come out. I mean, it goes way back to the 60s, and L.A. is completely CIA-run, and the Vikings and all those sub-police groups that are really a mafia. So all of that is going on, and so now Google this. Local police departments everywhere are getting money to put regular Army and Marine Corps liaisons in their intelligence unit. And so not just – first it started in places near bases. Now it's everywhere. And so they're fully munializing is the term, or federalizing you. And through the Threat Integration Fusion Centers is the cover name. We got a free National Guard armory. This is going to be the new Threat Fusion Center. You get a nice big office, Lieutenant, and you're going to have Colonel Johnson over you. By the way, we're going to be doing a gun confiscation drill this week. Oh, the Marines want to drop by and do a DWI checkpoint. They want to help you. And then if you say no, you get demoted or frozen. If you say yes, you go to the top. And then, North Carolina is going to work with Blackwater, or, San Diego, Orange County is going to have Blackwater, or XZ Worldwide is going to be helping do marijuana raids. That's confirmed, LA Times. So do you see what's happening?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Our sheriff, I went to high school with, so I know he doesn't have that background, but maybe they've gotten him, made him, he's very politically oriented, just like every sheriff, so I guess they've probably gotten to him,
Well, yeah, a lot of these are good old boys that are like, listen, we can give you some federal help here, and help you run for state office if you do good, Sheriff. But a lot of these guys are just boss hog types, and they just whore themselves out. And it's just easy, and they go to lunch and drive around and play golf, and and they look the other way on the drug shipments and, you know, get a couple hundred grand in cash a year, and they visit the hookers, and, you know, it's just life's good. You know, meanwhile, that's how this pure evil's working. But good to hear from you, sir. Thank you for the update. Anything else comes in, let us know. God bless you for defending the Republic.
Thank you.
You bet. You know, I'm tempted to do 10 minutes of overdrive today because I promised to get to all these documents. And you know what? 10 minutes of overdrive. We're going to do 10 minutes of overdrive, then my interview with the TV network. But I'm going to do 10 minutes of overdrive. It'll be internet only. The final segment on AM and FM is coming up after this quick segment. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm going to do 10, 15 minutes of overdrive. And our guest in studio here, the lovely Carol, with HDTV, Mark Cuban's a network TV channel on cable, satellite. They're doing a 25-minute, 30-minute show, 25 minutes of programming on his network coming up in late September. And she wants to hear from militias, real militias. And I know there are a lot of real militias, call yourselves military study groups out there. If you want to call in with a quick comment, quick statement to her about why you're doing what you're doing, what you stand for, I'm going to give you this number to call. It's 888-201-2244. Only militia people, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. The official show ends in 5 minutes. We are then going to come back after a one-minute break when the official show ends and do 15 minutes of phone calls. I did a bunch of research today. Had my guys print a bunch of research to go over this for you. So I do want to cover this in the interview we do afterwards, because so many facets to this. There is the militia, I mean, until the turn of the last century, or 105 years ago roughly, because it started in 1903, 1906, we officially got the National Guard. It was known the militia was armed men, and that the sheriff or the governor would call them out. County level sheriff, city level the mayor, or his police chief. It was civil defense. So when they say, oh, there's no militia in the Second Amendment, or the militia means the military, no, clearly the Founding Fathers, the Federalist Papers, that's clear. So you have the media demonizing it, trying to say it doesn't exist, trying to say there's no right for people to keep and bear arms, that the citizen militia itself is a fraud, you know, isn't legitimate. That's a lie, clearly historically. But then you have the other attack starting in the early 90s when there was a huge anti-UN, anti-world government, anti-big government movement, where the Fed systematically, from Indiana to Florida to Michigan to Texas, would go in and radicalize groups and would try to link them to white supremacists. So what you do is you have white supremacists that are bad, and the media always and the government tries to link them then to militias to demonize that, and then they demonize Second Amendment groups by linking them to militias. So see, gun groups are linked to militias, they're linked to white supremacists, and that's how they then demonize the militia movement, and they try to say it's right wing, when really it's past parties. It understands we have a corporate dictatorship. And there were militia hearings in the early 1990s and mid-90s where, you know, there were black commanders in there saying, I'm tired of the oppressive force of government being built up against me and the balance of power being so out of whack with Waco and what the Army did there and the training at Fort Hood and what happened at Ruby Ridge. Hundreds of troops for this man. They shoot his woman in the head with a baby in her arms. They shoot the 14-year-old in the back, Sam Weaver. So that was a response to people, just like a dog, if you corner it, it'll start growling, to seeing mainly military veterans who'd been in third world countries, been in communist countries. They recognized tyranny and said, this is tyranny. I'm going to buy guns. I'm going to start training to defend myself. That's in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And so then you've got some kooks and weirdos that the media would pay attention to that were legitimately strange, and guys that wanted to wear uniforms or had a bass boat and wanted to say they were admirals. But that's a minority. Mainly you had feds coming in trying to create militias, radicalize them, to set people up, to demonize the movement overall. And so that's the key. And I have the proof here in this stack that we're going to cover for 5 minutes in overdrive. Then we're going to the phone calls straight ahead. For militia people or militia supporters or people that were in it in the 90s and got out of it, or just gun owners, people buying guns. Why are you buying guns? You know, why did you feel like you need to go out and buy guns and then get training? 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. We'll only be at InfoWars.com on the audio streams and PrisonPlanet.tv. Internet only in T-minus 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.